At Café Belo in the working-class Boston suburb of Somerville, Brazilian fans are celebrating a win over Ivory Coast. A four-year-old boy sings, "I am Brazilian and proud," while the adults dance barefoot.
This was the greatest game ever, and we love it!
And then there's the yellow and green vuvuzela. Just one of those horns is annoying, but nobody here seems to mind. Everyone's wearing Brazil's national colors, including Denise Durzic and her husband Balja. They're from Virginia in Boston on business.
We basically just went to Quincy Market and asked people, where are the Brazilians going to see the game?
She's here for a taste of her home country, the fried plantains, the grilled pork sausages. She's here to see Brazil score. Denise's husband, Balja, is from Serbia, and Serbia made it to the World Cup finals. Even so, he's taking this match more seriously than she is.
I like Brazil. They played much stronger than in years past, and I hope they go all the way.
The international flavor of the World Cup continues outside the bar and restaurant, where Lineker Kempke is hanging out after the game.
It's a Germany.
Kempke's grandfather immigrated to Brazil 38 years ago from Germany, and his father named him after a soccer star, but not after Pele, not after Beckenbauer, after a star player for Germany's rival.
World Cup of 1986, Lineker was a forward of England team. Then my father loved that guy. He just put that name on me, Lineker.
This Brazilian with a German grandfather named after an English striker says if Brazil doesn't win the cup, then he hopes Germany does. Well, so do the people over at the Goethe Institute in Boston.
So we're showing all the games. Just look at the website. As long as Germany is in the World Cup. So we'll be showing lots of games.
Compared with Café Belo, the German fans' party is a little more organized. You had to register online. That got you some tickets for Beck's beer and Bavarian pretzels. And while the crowd is into the game just as much as the Brazilians, it's still very civilized, as Andreas Hilfinger, a German researcher working in Boston, observes.
If you go to a bar, you always get a lot of drunken thugs. Doesn't seem to be the case here. So you just have lots of people and everyone's excited, and so that's kind of great. That's how I like it. I mean, it's like having people over in your living room to watch it. It's much more exciting than by yourself, but then you don't have random idiots throwing beers around and stuff like that.
Hilfinger's here with his U.S. co-workers. There's a Ghanaian in the crowd with his German roommate, and then there's Hidefumi Tomita.
So you're Japanese, and you are wearing a Germany jersey. So explain how this all comes together.
I really like the German people. Yeah, if it's Europe, it's a Germany. If it's Asia, I support for Japan.
Boston's always been an international city, so the excitement here about the World Cup is not surprising. A Japanese student for Germany, a Serb for Brazil, a Brazilian named after an English forward. Perhaps it's not just the improving U.S. soccer team that's fueling World Cup interest among Americans. The passion of these transplanted soccer fans is infectious, and it's making Americans feel more a part of this global game. For VOA News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.